USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 40 nations have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliners or ordered them not to fly in their airspace. This following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. The U.S. and Canada have not. Airline expert Scott Meyerowitz says the Federal Aviation Administration would step in if there's an inherent problem with the plane.
The FAA is really the gold standard for international aviation safety. And they're not going to go out there and let a plane keep flying that is going to be unsafe. However, they're also not going to jump the gun without any proof and ground a plane, especially considering Boeing is the largest exporter of any American goods, not just in aviation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
50 people, including college coaches and Hollywood actresses, have been indicted as part of a scheme to help wealthy families get their children into top universities. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit. We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud. Fake test scores, fake athletic credentials, fake photographs, bribed college officials.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May's latest Brexit deal was again voted down. British lawmakers are now likely to ask for the deadline to be extended, but that would require the consent of all 27 EU members. Their next summit is March 21st, just 8 days before Britain is scheduled to leave the EU. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Measles continue to be a problem in the United States, but it doesn't have to be, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%. And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Dr. Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Utah elementary school teacher continues to seek forgiveness for an Ash Wednesday mistake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Teacher Mona Patterson apologizing again for telling a Catholic student to wipe an ash cross off his forehead on Ash Wednesday. Patterson issuing the apology at the Utah State Capitol, saying she had no idea the ashes were a religious symbol. Patterson refused to answer reporter questions, though, about the incident because the Davis School District has placed her on leave and is still investigating what happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.